Local politics. By the Emperor's left big toe, Paren, this is a matter of life and death. The planet, Terminus, by itself cannot support a mechanized civilization. It lacks metals. You know that. It hasn't a trace of iron, copper, or aluminum in the surface rocks, and precious little of anything else. What do you think will happen to the encyclopedia if this whatchamacallem king of Anacreon clamps down on us? On us? Are you forgetting that we are under the direct control of the Emperor himself? We are not part of the prefect of Anacreon or of any other prefect. Memorize that. We are part of the Emperor's personal domain, and no one touches us. The Empire can protect its own. Then why didn't it prevent the royal governor of Anacreon from kicking over the traces? And only Anacreon? At least 20 of the outermost prefects of the galaxy, the entire periphery, as a matter of fact, have begun steering things their own way. I tell you, I feel darned uncertain of the Empire and its ability to protect us. Hokum. Royal governors, kings, what's the difference? The Empire is always shot through with a certain amount of politics and with different men pulling this way and that. Governors have rebelled, and for that matter, emperors have been deposed or assassinated before this. But what has that to do with the Empire itself? Forget it, Hardin. It's none of our business. We are first of all and last of all scientists. And our concern is the encyclopedia. Oh, yes, I'd almost forgotten. Hardin. Well, do something about that paper of yours. Perrin's voice was angry. The Terminus City Journal? It isn't mine. It's privately owned. What's it been doing? For weeks now, it has been recommending that the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Foundation be made the occasion for public holidays and quite inappropriate celebrations. And why not? The radium clock will open the first vault in 3 months. I would call this a big occasion, wouldn't you? Not for silly pageantry, Hardin. The first vault and its opening concern the Board of Trustees alone. Anything of importance will be communicated to the people. That is final, and please make it plain to the journal. I'm sorry, Perrin, but the city charter guarantees a certain minor matter known as freedom of the press. It may, but the Board of Trustees does not. I am the Emperor's representative on Terminus, Hardin, and have full powers in this respect. Hardin's expression became that of a man counting to 10 mentally. He said grimly, "In connection with your status as Emperor's representative, then, I have a final piece of news to give you." "About Anacreon?" Perrin's lips tightened. He felt annoyed. "Yes. A special envoy will be sent to us from Anacreon in 2 weeks." "An envoy? Here? From Anacreon?" Perrin chewed that. "What for?" Hardin stood up and shoved his chair back up against the desk. "I give you one guess." And he left, quite unceremoniously.